This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owen Schroyer, outside the federal prison in Louisiana, is about to turn himself in. We're connected to him right now. Join us next segment. But the big Vivek Ramaswamy interview has now dropped. It's going mega viral. Thanks to Jack Posobiec and others getting it out there. It's going to get tens of millions of views. It was a very important hour-long interview. Let's play a few clips from the interview when he visited our studios about a week and a half ago. They now dropped the interview. With most people, I can come on here, and if people like this, they go, I'll go find Alex Jones' show on X or on Facebook or on the podcasting thing. I've been delisted from everywhere. So I have to sit here and point out to viewers, if you want to find what I'm actually saying, Infowars.com/show. And in normal etiquette for a talk show, that's like somebody pitching themselves. No, I'm isolated, surrounded, can only communicate when people like you let me out of prison to walk in the yard for a little while. And I can desperately try to, you know, get messages out by smoke signals to people about what's happening to me, which they admit is the model to shut everybody else down. So you're a smart guy, well, the smartest. Everybody knows that's true. I'm just saying it. I hope you'll go look into this, and I hope you'll find out about it, because it is incredible. It is, because
I've already learned something today. That's frightening. Now,
there's so many bigger things than me. I mean, there's these wars, and there's the cashless society, and the open borders, and and all the race baiting. I mean, we're being divided and conquered. That's why your message of coming together to celebrate our hard-fought American freedoms is so essential. In 1950, the United States had half the wealth in the world.
Is that right?
Because of our invention.
Immediately post-World War II.
Yeah, absolutely. Post-World War II, we had half the world's wealth, and we were 4% of the world's population.
As measured by GDP, probably.
Measured by GDP. So that's the
GDP of the world. What is it today? I should know these things.
It's gone down a lot. I think it's in the late high 20s, early 30s.
Yeah, sounds about right. Maybe a quarter to a third.
I haven't looked at it in a while, but what I'm getting at here is what you said is so dead on. In fact, I need to make that point more. You can pull these clips up. Remember when Obama went to Latin America the last few months of his administration?
Term, yep.
Then he went to a bunch of countries in Africa, and he gave the same speech, Vivek, in every country.
He said,
quote, you can't have cars and air conditioning. The world's going to heat up and burn up.
If everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car and everybody's got air conditioning and everybody's got a big house, well, the planet will boil over.
Now, here's a guy flying on a giant jet with dozens of aircraft. After that, he has private jets. He has houses at basically sea level in Martha's Vineyard and Hawaii, though he said we were already supposed to be underwater by 2017, though they keep just buying Al Gore, all of them, oceanfront property, right, not up on cliffs or something, like Martha's Vineyard.
They're bearing that cross.
Absolutely.
They're bearing that cross for the rest of us.
Well, that's it. They're on private jets. People like Ted Turner has like five kids. He says, I want to depopulate 90% of the world's population. Mm-hmm. Look it up. Him on Charlie Rose. Well, he has five kids. He has jets. He has palatial compounds. But you in Africa, you can't aspire. You need to live in this we'll eat the bugs, WEF, rationing for the good of the earth while the ruling class lives like kings and goes around in their giant super yachts.
To mountaintops in Davos.
With carbon footprints thousands of times un-American, and an American's carbon footprint is 30, 40, 50 times than somebody in Congo.
Yep.
So in Congo, you don't get anything, and so it's the decision to not industrialize those countries. And that's how they control third world countries. And then they sit back and say, well, that's why you're in squalor, because you're not as good as us. We're going to, take care of you. But now that same inherent elitism, beyond racism, is now being used against the West. And they're now impoverishing the West as a political tool of control.
I'm just going to say personally, a little bit blushing here. I don't even know about this legal procedure.
That's because they're not supposed to use it.
But they're literally so it's not even that you don't show up and you default.
That's what it's supposed to be.
If you're not participating in the process,
yes,
according to the standards that they set.
And they set a bar you can't reach.
Judge, I'm going to go back and learn the heck about this, because if what you described is true, that is a real danger to the integrity of the judicial system. I'm going to go
cutting edge.
Independently learn about this myself. But the point is, they can default you even if the judge deems you not actively or sufficiently participating in discovery.
Yes.
And a civil trial. Depends on which state.
And just like I was telling people. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've only got 25 minutes with him because he's got to leave right now at like 12:30 Central. He's got to turn himself into federal prison. And the feds said in his, the judge said in his sentencing, he is non-repentant. He still says the election was stolen. Even if he was wrong, he has that right under our cherished First Amendment. It's why it comes first. But he's right about it. They charged Trump for it. So it's getting a lot of coverage right now. Here's Jack Posobiec, great Jack Posobiec. Breaking, Brother Owen is on his way to federal prison today. He has become a symbol. Our Lord is using him to expose the true face of the demonic forces that have taken control of this regime. May the sword of St. Michael defend him, and may he get all the support in this time. Another one, political prisoner Owen says, that's his Owen Schroyer 7076. Follow him on Twitter. Here is how you can reach Owen while he's away. Owen greatly appreciates anyone who takes the time to contact him during this time. And he has to work all day at the facility, but he can get some calls out. We ask you to please respect the rules and regulations of the facility that can be seen here. Continuing, Charlie Kirk, today is a political prisoner report to federal prison for speech crime. He's reporting for speech crime. He works for InfoWars, so you are supposed to ignore it and act like it's okay. It's not. It's repulsive and wrong. Owen Schroyer did nothing wrong. And it's Owen Schroyer, inmate number 05937-107, FCI Oakdale 1, Federal Corrections Institution, P.O. Box 5000, Oakdale, Louisiana, 71463. We'll put some images of the facility, of the work camp, up there for you on screen. And he's with a great constitutional lawyer and a great patriot who's been through hell and persecuted himself. They're trying to disbar him right now for even daring to represent me in the show trial in Connecticut. And so he also fought hard for Joe Biggs and others, and he's been under major attack for that. So both of you are here. Quite the moment for America as they set this precedent. Owen Schroyer, Norm Pattis.
Well, you know, Alex, one thing that has been consistent for me throughout this entire process, and even when I watched the left storm the Capitol last week in their pro-Hamas, pro-Palestine demonstration, is that the most important thing here is the First Amendment. And so when I look at what happened last week, it just displays one more time that there is clearly injustice in this country, or perhaps better yet, a hierarchy of justice, a double standard of justice, where that would be considered an insurrection if they were wearing red hats and if they were waving American flags and if they were saying USA or Trump 2020, that would be an insurrection. There'd be special committee investigations. There'd be all of them would be getting incarcerated. But that's not going to happen. I think it's pretty safe to say it didn't happen when they tried to storm the Capitol grounds in 2020 when Trump had to go to the bunker And I don't want to use our time to go down the list of all the times the left has gotten away with rioting and doing all their activity. And then me, a peaceful protester, a First Amendment activist, is getting the full extent and beyond, really, beyond anything we've ever seen when it comes to law and punishment. But here's what remains consistent, Alex, is that the First Amendment is the biggest concern here, and my country is the biggest concern. You know, I think I'll probably be able to get through this. It might be some long days and some long nights, maybe the biggest challenge of my life. Who knows what things they try to do to mess with me while I'm in there? Who knows what other plans they may have for me while I'm in there and while I'm out? But what remains the top concern is the First Amendment. And so I would argue that the individuals that went to the Capitol for pro-Hamas last week, that's their First Amendment right. I would argue that that is their First Amendment right, and they have every right to do it. But the difference is I don't have that right. And so if the First Amendment is not applied to every American, then we don't have a First Amendment. And if the First Amendment doesn't apply to every American, some get punished for their speech, then we now have an injustice system. So the reason why now, and I'm going to let Norm speak about this, we're going to take this to the Supreme Court because this is bigger than me. This is a precedent-setting landmark case that Americans can be imprisoned for thought crime, for speech crime, but not only that, an overreach of government and a clear double standard and what to me can only be described as political persecution and what I'm going through. So the next step is the Supreme Court, Alex, and I want Norm to talk more about that now.
Alex, thanks for having me on. Owen, thank you for letting me share this really, really dark, dark, dark day in American history. You know, before 2 o'clock today, that's the turn-in deadline, a door will close. It won't just close behind Owen. It'll close behind all of us. And I think we should have a moment of silence at 2 o'clock today, maybe every day at 2 o'clock until Owen comes home. Because what's being shut in your face is your ability to speak freely. The First Amendment guarantees to people the right to speak, the right to petition for the redress of grievances, whether right or wrong those grievances. There's no acid test. You don't get to petition only for the approved grievances. You get to pick what you're aggrieved about and to peacefully assemble. On January 6, 2021, there were people assembled on the Capitol who believed the election had been stolen. Many still do. Many are uneasy about what's going on in the country, and they came because they wanted to be heard. They wanted significance in their own skin, in their own communities. Owen, Alex, and others were there that day. The Justice Department has leaned in, and it's leaned in with iron fists to send a message. This shall never happen again. But they're not talking about the storming of the Capitol. The practical consequences of these prosecutions is that your First Amendment right to speak your mind and to hold your government accountable is being thrown away. And Owen is political prisoner number 00001 in this latest assault on the First Amendment. There will be a 02 and a 03, and there'll be as many as we let them get away with. Now, I think Owen put it well. You know, he's not concerned about himself. He's apprehensive. But I know Owen well, and I think what he was saying is he's really less concerned about his fate than he is the fate of America. And candidly, folks, you should share that concern. You know, we went to the D.C. Appellate Courts last week. We asked Judge Timothy J. Kelly to keep Owen out of prison pending his appeal because the use of his speech as an aggravating factor for a trespassing sentencing was unprecedented in American history. I've never seen anything like it in the modern era. Judge Kelly said, no, he's got to go to jail. We filed an emergency request for relief to the court just below the Supreme Court, the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. Last night at about 6:30, 7 o'clock, they rejected Owen's appeal. Or not his appeal, but his request for relief pending appeal. So Owen goes to prison today. His appellate brief is due in the D.C. Circuit in December. We'll get it filed next month. And hopefully we'll win and get the proceedings vacated, and Owen will be resentenced to what was the presumptively reasonable sentence.
Good, because, Norm, interrupt. You're right. This is, they admit it's precedent setting. You have Biden announcing, and I'm not trying to be racial, but they're the ones doing it. White people, conservatives, the main terror threat. You've got Hezbollah running around attacking people in cars in Minnesota because they're white and saying, get the old white man out. I mean, this has been done, saying kill all the Jews. This is who the left is. This is what they stand for. But for those who don't know, they didn't arrest me because they said, well, Jones wasn't arrested previously at the Capitol like Owen. Owen saw the news where the left could take over, attack offices, attack people, throw fake blood on people, red paint. He went and famously a few years ago, like 3 years ago, wore a sticker over his mouth in the rotunda at the Capitol, the same place that the pro-Hezbollah people took over last week. They pushed through cops and actually attacked cops and pushed through barriers. Owen didn't do that. He wore a sticker over his mouth. There's footage. They arrested him. So they said because he'd been there before, they charged him. But then in the actual sentencing document, as you know better than I, Norm, and we showed it on air probably 20 times, they said he's unrepentant. He's still saying the election was stolen. So Owen was indicted and arrested because he wore tape over his mouth and came back a second time when the left is allowed to do whatever they want, Norm.
No, that's exactly right. And let's, left, right. I actually agree with you. It's not a crime to be on the right in this country, although they're treating us that way at this point. You know, if you look back at the history of the United States and you look back at the Church Commission and the Church Committee's study of the assassination the Church Committee's
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Done exactly what I did disrupting government hearings. They did not get the same punishment I did. Look at what I did at the Capitol. I had a piece of tape over my mouth. I got arrested, spent 36 hours in jail. Democrats just stormed the Capitol for a pro-Hamas demonstration. I doubt any of them spend 36 hours in jail. Democrats were so violent in Washington, D.C. in the summer of 2020, they almost burnt down a church. Donald Trump, the president, had to be evacuated to a bunker. And were there going to be mass investigations into that? Will any of those violent individuals deal with any jail time or any persecution like I've dealt with? No. So this is what the American person needs to understand. We're not comparing apples to oranges. We're comparing apples to apples. One apple gets a completely different treatment. The other apple gets protected at all costs. Now, to respond to your question, we are, virtually in the middle of Louisiana here. There's not much around here other than a couple hotels. And of course the jail that I'm going to be turning myself into here, in about an hour. And so it's a pretty eerie thing. It's a pretty eerie thing.
Let's be clear. You're turning yourself into a federal prison for your speech, the judge said. So
Yes. And we've gone above and beyond to show that. In fact, Norm and I just shot another video. It's going to be uploaded to Bandout Video where we show the proof in the government's own documents that yes, indeed, I'm being incarcerated for my speech. To get personal with it, even though I do believe that the country is still my main concern, and that's what's going to make me weep in the night, not for my own self, but the future of my country. But what is unreal about it on a personal level is just, I don't know, part of me still can't even believe it. Part of me still can't even believe that I'm about to be a speech prisoner. Part of me still can't even believe that I'm about to sit in a cage for 2 months when the government knows well that
I have interviewed off record the top federal judges who reached out to me where they are ordered by Merrick Garland, who has to charge someone they can't, to release 4 or 5 time convicted child molesters that come across the border who they catch driving school buses in Texas. That's a case I was told about. We covered it. So convicted child molesters are released no charges and you're going to prison. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, and not only that, and the crew can probably find this, it was well covered in the media at the time, back in August 2021, there was a magistrate judge, Farouk in D.C. who looked at my case and challenged the Department of Justice and said, now, hold on a second. You do realize that you're charging a journalist and that there are rules and regulations to charging a journalist. Did you follow them? And the Department of Justice just said, buzz off. We don't have to worry about the rules and regulations. I don't know if you want to comment further on that.
Yeah, the most dangerous man in America right now is not Owen Schroeder. It's Merrick Garland. And that Justice Department is out of control. If you're looking for any other reason, I don't care if they put a potted plant up against the Democrats this next election, I'm voting for the potted plant. Come 1 o'clock or thereabouts, Owen's going to be walking through that door into a federal prison. I'll be attending a wake for the First Amendment when that happens. Judge Farouk, the event that Owen was referring to on his initial presentation in this case, said, wait a minute. Schroeder was there as a journalist. There are department regulations that require the Justice Department to go through a certain protocol before arresting a journalist engaged in First Amendment protected activity. Has the government done this? And the government to this day hasn't responded. We filed any number of motions challenging the government's conduct as to Schroeder, and we were always told, don't worry about it. This case will work out in the end. And the understanding was that Owen was going to be given probation. The government welched on that because, hey, ho-ho, Merrick Garland's got to go.
And let's be clear, Merrick, the media spun that he was ratting people out. His cell phones nothing incriminating, so Owen asked, okay, I said, sure, we have nothing to hide. Give him the cell phones, then they lie and still put him in prison.
Now, and, you know, let me address that. There, Owen is not a rat. He's not cooperated against anyone. What he's told the government is the truth. And the truth is there was no insurrection. on January 6, 2021. There was no seditious conspiracy. There was no plan to topple the government. There was no coup. There were tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of angry people in Washington, D.C. that day, and a riot occurred. And some people took advantage of the riot. And some
sure, but bottom line, I was like, it's okay, I'll give them my phone. They say they'll drop this. And I'm like, of course, we did nothing wrong. And so since there was nothing there, they still put him in prison. That shows how criminal they are. So in closing, Owen.
They're putting him in for his speech, Alex. Don't ever let anyone tell you otherwise. Owen Schroyer is America's first thought criminal of the 21st century.
That's right. Owen Schroyer, literally, and it's being recognized. They're going for broke. Owen, just big picture, before you go in there, it'll be hard to get calls in, call in live, tape it, whatever. Every day we'll have reports if you can do it, but we're not sure what's going to happen. Owen, closing comments.
Well, first of all, I just want to say this. I love life. I really do. I love my life, even though I'm going through this. I love everybody that's there at InfoWars, the crew. I love everybody in the audience. My heart is still filled with love. The outpouring of love and support has filled my soul.
So you're never going to commit suicide?
Of course not. Of course not. And I would also just say this. If I have any desires while I'm away, it's that my case, not for my namesake, but for the sake of the First Amendment, become a national, if not an international, news story. People need to know about this. They need to know that there's a speech prisoner in the United States of America. I also hope that when I get out, that I'm more able and agile than I've ever been before. I hope that InfoWars still has a house that I can go and broadcast from every day. I hope that on an individual level, I can expand and grow others and be the next Alex Jones to inspire and improve the media landscape. And so, in closing, please support my case. We're taking it to the Supreme Court. You can go to defendowen.com to support that. I've also launched a storefront so you can fund me in my personal life because I'm going through a lot right now as well at owenschroyer.store.
That's right. InfoWars is show shot up. We're not even, because I don't run this, I run the speech and the news, but I don't run the finances. We can't even pay you while you're in jail for this period or in prison. And I mean, here it is, folks. We're having our rights stolen. The globalists are taking over. And literally, Owen Schroyer is the case example of what they want to do.
Owen is prisoner 0001. Is your number next?
Owen, we got a minute 45. I'm going to have you have the floor. Just speak right till you get cut off.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, America needs to know about this story. The whole world needs to know about this story. It's not about Owen Schroyer. It's about the First Amendment, and it's about you. Truly, I feel I am so blessed and I'm so grateful for my life. Ever since I was a young person, I wanted to be in media. Ever since I was a young person, my American dream was to be a talk show host. And here I sit. An example that the American dream is still possible, but now it's being ripped away from me. It's being ripped away from me with what they're trying to do to InfoWars. It's being ripped away from me with what they're doing to incarcerate me for my First Amendment right. And my heart breaks. My heart breaks for the young American that wants to be a journalist, the young American that wants to get involved in politics, the young American that wants to be a political activist, the young American that wants to speak his mind. My heart breaks that American might be in fear. Might be in fear of their government and a response or a punishment from an authoritarian government for what they say. That's not supposed to be happening in America. You know, they demonize Russia and all these other countries all day long as authoritarians. Well, now we're living in the authoritarian country. And so I just think Americans need to recognize this, and there needs to be an outcry. There needs to be an outcry from Americans, and there needs to be an outcry politically. We have to turn this ship around fast. It's not just about the economy. It's not just about free speech. It's not just about the border. It's the heart and the soul of this country, folks. And if they take the heart...
Owen, you're totally right. We're praying for you. We're praying for you. We're trying to take all our rights right now. This is a major rallying point. Owen, God bless you. We love you. We'll hopefully hear from you soon. Great job.
Last year, we put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out. It's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Some of my earliest memories are driving down from Dallas, Texas, the 4 hours to Austin to visit my mother's parents, my grandparents, and walking into that house and my grandfather, William Hammond, sitting around that kitchen table and talking about Nazi groups they brought into the U.S. and ICBMs and MIRV technology and Wernher von Braun and space bases, moon bases, nuclear reactors, uranium he discovered as a prospector, wildcatting in West Texas. And it was just like larger than life.
My mother would say, your grandfather is just a very eccentric man. He wasn't a very eccentric man. He was smart as hell. By the way, I'm a spitting image. Basically a clone. His revenge. But he didn't have a beard, though. So, God, bald-headed. I look so much like him. It's just people, my mother looks at me and just goes, you look just like my father. She's like, sometimes I walk in, the things I say to her, she goes, it's my father, he's back. But that's how genetics work. And I wasn't caught flat-footed only because my family were super involved in a lot of weird crap. And my grandfather never talked about it. He never said what it was. I know he was like building robots in the 60s for the Department of Defense. My mother knew that much. And then he decided when he was like 55, the U.S. government was evil because they had money and fancy houses and all the stuff. And he went, he went to the grocery store and he went to church and he stayed in his house. And that was it. At 55, he stopped drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon and smoking cigarettes at 55. My mom was already moved out, but she'd go see him. And he was like completely different person. Whatever he found out. And his son was like the number one Morse code guy, at like 13, won the world championship, you know, like super soldier, whole nine yards. And his son, who died 9 years ago, my uncle, who was such an amazing person. And I'm not bragging about my family, but these were badasses, man. These people that committed everything to America, everything they had. And damn, were they right. Everything my uncle told me was true. Everything William Hammond told me, and that was the name of his son, was true. And we have the luxury, and we also have the curse, to be alive right now in the New World Order takeover. And that express elevator to hell of the Antichrist. And everything we're about to see fulfilled. And these candy-ass globalists. And all the things they've done. You know, I mean, I could tell you more stuff. You wouldn't even believe it. Oh, my God. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. But I guess a lot of it's best left unsaid, huh? I'm sitting here looking at this news. Maybe we should play that little short Elon Musk clip from yesterday where he said, we're sleepwalking into World War III. Yeah, we'll play that in a minute. And then we'll kind of punt and just open the phones up and take your calls. Because I love taking your calls, the angles you take us in. So let's do this. We're not just going to do first-time callers. We'll do long-time callers. We'll do whoever wants to call in, as long as you've got a clean phone line and ready to make your point, I'm going to go to you, and I appreciate you calling. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. We are taking your phone calls right now. And I will intersperse all the rest of this news while we're here talking about it. And I'll do the best job I can to expose these people, but at the end of the day, if you don't feel spiritually you're under attack, you're probably dead already. And if you don't understand that powerful forces are taking over our civilization and that submitting to them is a fate worse than death, then there's nothing I can really say to you. But I think you get it, and that's why you're tuned in here today. I meant to play this clip yesterday, but it's really powerful. So you guys go into yesterday's clip. Cutting off the head of the snake, Swiss banker Pascal Najali calls on Swiss authorities to arrest people behind the release of bioweapon COVID-19 shot in new documentary. And then here, he was in the WEF. Here's the video I want to play. Switzerland has given the World Economic Forum diplomatic immunity. The devil lives in Geneva. And they already had diplomatic immunity 25 years ago, but they officially merged it with the UN and said that it's as important as the National Security Council. Then I'm going to get into World War III after we take a bunch of the calls and how it could trip off and why all the experts agree we're the closest we've ever been to it. There aren't more important subjects that could be debated here. We're going to cover it all here today. We've still got half the broadcast left or more. I can always steal the fourth hour from the great talk show hosts agree to do it. But this is a WEF insider. We played a clip last week of another top WEF insider, a big German professor that was on the board of it, of their digital currency thing, saying they plan to take everything from you, control your behavior. It's a nightmare. We got to fight it. I got that clip. I already played it last week, but this is so real. This is happening now. Mark and Brad and Mike and Daryl and everybody and Robert, we're going to you here in a moment, but first, this clip.
Geneva looks beautiful. It's beautiful. It has a lake. It has this shadow. It's very peaceful. But there is a dark side to it. Everything evil in the world related to demo side, unfortunately, comes from Geneva. You have WHO in Geneva. You have Gavi. Then you have the WEF, the World Economic Forum, which my father was a co-founder and left Klaus Schwab out of disgust in the early 80s, that has diplomatic immunity. I, as a Swiss citizen, right here now, declare that the WEF is not eligible anymore for diplomatic immunity. I call on the Swiss authorities and security to arrest those people immediately. Why? The WEF, WHO, Gavi, Big Pharma, Big Tech, Bill Gates, all advocated a global humanity injection by a bioweapon injecting nanolipids into 5.7 billion people. And we Swiss are hosting them? That's terrible. We cannot tolerate any entity that promotes poison to be injected into humanity. But you've done it. I'm the victim. I'm dying from it. And my mother too. As a demo side, and you'll be judged. It will be corrected in the name of humanity.
Maybe there is a Geneva Swiss syndrome, but definitely there is a UN syndrome, because people are so afraid of what's going on.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bae.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bae.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bae.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Faster than I think a lot of people thought was going to come.
I agree with you. So what do we do?
Well, man, I think the best thing we can do is just point it out, right? I think we need to talk to each other, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, talk to your family.
Well, that's right, because this is the issue. There's not side issues. That's why they want us off air. We're covering the real issues. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
there's
is,
no doubt. It's not me. It's the guests. It's the callers. It's all of it. This is what they fear right now.
Yeah, 100%. And things we can do, right? One thing that I've done here recently is I made a little website, and all it is just to sell one shirt, and then literally the shirt says Antichrist Social Club. It's like the simplest thing. And I took it to church, and I sold like 15 or 20 of them the first time I did it. And it's just little things like that that we can do to just get people to think, get people to use their brains, and get discernment.
That's right, because where are the churches? I mean, Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, and they don't want to talk about it. Thanks for the call. Great points. Brad in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. And I want to say God bless Owen and wish him the best of luck as he prepares to go to jail for no reason.
But I want to be clear, because Owen wants this to be clear. Before he came on, he said this to me. It's not about him. It's the milestone. It's the precedent. That's just what's big. A journalist that did nothing wrong, prison, the judge said, because you still say the election was stolen. The judge knows what he's doing. It's literally a gauntlet in our face.
Yes, and all the judiciary seem to be weaponized with your case, with his case, with Trump's case. It's ridiculous. It's not even, they should all be thrown out.
Well, that's where they got their beachhead, but they're in their own world. They have no idea the world has changed. People are not buying any of this. And they're figuring that out right now. They're figuring it out.
On on the Middle East, I wanted to mention that, you know, this all goes back to this. We're under one world government already, in my opinion. We have been probably.
Government by BlackRock. Absolutely. We're under global corporate government now.
We have been. It started in Europe with their elections. They started stealing those, and it took about 5 or 10 years to get over here. Now it's happening here. And then all the governments act in unison. We just don't see it. We don't see it clearly.
That's how I make the point every segment. Whether it's Australia or Canada or the U.S. or Germany, it's the same policies, the same propaganda. We don't say that to be negative and depress people. We believe in humanity. We're telling people how much trouble we're in. It's like somebody's already beating the hell out of you. You got to admit it's happening and stand up and fight. We're just telling people the facts is it's going down.
Yes, and just like your last caller said, the order out of chaos is what their objective is. So it's just going to continue, and they're just going to keep hitting us from all different angles. And it's just speeding up. They're speeding up the process.
God bless you. Any other points, brother?
I would just say, you know, when you first broke the story, Alex, you pointed out the Israelis pulled a false flag. So I know you're trying to balance both sides. You don't want to take a side, and I'm not either. But they definitely let this happen, just like 9/11 for us. So, you know, they initiated it, if you ask me. Now, I don't know, you know.
Now, listen to me very carefully. Listen to me very carefully, Brad. It's a dialectic. If we don't see it, we lose. I agree with what you're saying. It's not that I'm not trying to take sides. There's a more powerful globalist group manipulating the whole thing. We need to see that. What are we going to do? Oh, I'm against Israel. People say, so let's now support the Islamists that are pulling white people out of their cars and beating them up because they're white in Minnesota. That's what I'm saying is look at what supporting Israel does nothing anyways. Israel has its nuclear weapons, all that. It's that when we sit there and side with Palestine and the Islamists, they've got us because the globalists are bringing them here. That's their main attack.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and I'm not picking a side. It's really hard to fathom it all. It really is.
Well, I am taking a side. I want the Islamists to deport him.
Well, I want to stop paying Israel all this hush money or whatever.
Great. Let's take their $3 billion away and let's deport the Islamists. See how we never debate about that. The Islamists, there's not 10 million military-age men that are pro-Israel in Europe. There's not 5 million military-age men in the U.S. that are pro-Israel. You understand? It is the Islamists that the left is incubating and protecting. It has nothing to do with the debate about Israel. What are we going to do about the open borders and the Islamists crawling out of our ass? What are we going to do?
You're right. We need to shut down the borders, and we need to stop paying all this money to other countries. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, that's it. When did I wake up and the right wing supporting radical Islam? Because it has something to do with Israel's not even in this, man. Our borders are wide open. I appreciate your call. It's, again, I don't understand how people don't get multidimensional thinking. I sit back and I watch this, and it makes my blood boil. And I'm not bitching at the caller. It's just, I'm not glad those Jews got killed. Hezbollah is funded by Joe Biden. And I'm sad that the Palestinians are getting killed, too. And they take some clip out of context where I said, well, Israel shouldn't go in. It's a trap. But the only way to go in is to carpet bomb it all. And they're, oh, Joe says carpet bomb it. It's a little short clip. It's the deception because they want you to join a side for the dialectic of the crisis that then creates the new system they want. It's Hegelian dialectics. It's Hegelian dialectics. It's Hegelian dialectics. It's Hegelian dialectics. It's that psychological warfare program. And if you don't get that, you are an idiot. Mike in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Brother Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
God bless you, Brother Alex. I've been listening to you since like 2003. I used to think you were totally insane because of the high school, the bush rights, the whole thing. And I've come to realize the last 10, 15 years, it's incredible. It's like almost like prophecy, but where are the Christians, you said? I know Christian men who are saying, oh, I'm so mad that we can't put more funds into Ukraine and Russia. I can't believe what I'm hearing. This isn't real. Literally, the Bible is happening before our eyes, and you don't see any Christian church talking about it or warning of anything.
Because the average church is like everybody else. It's like in the George Floyd death. They knew the cop was innocent. They knew he died of fentanyl and meth. And they said, it's all come out in transcripts, we're going to put him in prison because that'll make our careers better. Imagine a nation like, and it's not that I don't care about black people. They don't care about the black folks getting aborted. They literally did that because they thought it would advance their careers. It's that attitude that's destroying us.
Yeah, exactly. And we could totally, blessed are the peacemakers. So where are the peacemakers is my question, Brother X. And, you know, it's one of those things, last thing I'll say is this, is that, yeah, our attitude, we literally see Israelis dancing in front of 40-foot Buddha statues. If that is not biblical, what is biblical at this point? This is biblical in proportion.
You're right. It's biblical. I appreciate your call. And again, ladies and gentlemen, AOC says bring the Gazan refugees here. No. In fact, you want to be anti-Israel? Let's do it together. Here, Israel, no, you take the Gazans, not us. But all the anti-Israel folks are a little kissy face with the Islamists. No, I'm not singing to the Israeli tune, and I sure as hell ain't singing to the Islamic tune. Ain't it simple? It's like you're driving by restaurants, and you go, I don't want to eat there, I don't want to eat there. You're not with either group. And you're like, I don't want that destination. That's what I'm trying to say here. Let's jam in. Well, I don't want to cut callers off. We'll go to Daryl and Gerald and Carl and Julio and Brandon and Carlos and Mike and Taylor. When we come back, bam, 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 your calls. Please remember, I'm just trying to get people to think big picture, 35,000-foot view. I can't run this operation without you. It's your choice whether to keep us on air. Plus, you need this in your library. You need this on your coffee table. You need this at your barber shop or your dental office or your police station or your library. Get a bunch of copies. Amazon.com, lowest price. Give them to people. You want to support us? Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. Infowarsstore.com. Get an unsigned copy. Infowarsstore.com. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. Yep, last book was great. I spent four times more on this one. It's twice as long. It's got solutions and the new, better world we can build. It is powerful. Infowarsstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. And Environmental Fusion is about to sell out. The sale's got to end with DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus discounted 60% off, 50% off on those, 60% off on Brain Force Plus. It's an amazing nootropic. It really works because I want you to get it and have the best and want to get it again. Infowarsstore.com. InfoWars Platinum in stock right now, selling out of HGH Max Boost and 7076 Testosterone Boost and Pain MD. Amazing. The products work. They're incredible. InfoWarsStore.com. Got highest quality, 30 parts per million, colloidal silver. Every medicine cabinet needs it. You need it. You can buy it at Whole Foods, too, but get it from us. We private label the top firm in the country, and it keeps us on air. Colloidal silver, silver bullet, InfoWarsStore.com. And we're so maxed out, we don't have the money to reorder Supermel Vitality, which is an incredible thing for your stamina, your libido, your energy. We just have a Super Female in stock. It's the same product with a pink label, massively discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. So you want to support us? Get Super Female Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's the same as the male. And if we sell the female, we'll get the money to order the male, which is the same product, different label. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number three starts now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.